A reminder, you can follow Current State on Twitter at KAR Current State. You can email us at currentstate@wkar.org. I'm Mark Bayshore. Spring planting season for corn in Michigan is still at least a month away, but scientists who study the crop's amazing versatility want you to cast your vote for a homegrown project. The Michigan Biotechnology Institute, or MBI, is developing a process that seeks to get more use out of the leftover residue of the plant that's not fit for human consumption. Here to explain more is Current State's Kevin Lavery. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Mark.
So what's this project all about?
Mark, this project that MBI is working on is called AFEX. That stands for ammonia fiber expansion. Several years ago, a chemist at Michigan State University named Bruce Dale developed a way of treating the non-grain parts of the corn plant, that's called corn stover, with ammonia. What that does is it releases the sugars inside the plant that make really an excellent feedstock for cattle. It's also a promising bio-based fuel source. Now, the project has been nominated for a national award, and MBI is encouraging the MSU community to get online and vote for AFEX. I spoke with Jim Wynn about this. Jim is the director of bio-based technology de-risking at MBI. He says at harvest time, only about half of the corn plant is used, and the rest just lies there on the field.
Now, some of that is useful in that it goes back into the soil as a fertilizer, but over half of it can actually be removed without affecting the soil and used for more useful purposes. Currently, because you can't get at the sugars in that biomass, it's of very little value. But with the AFEX technology, you have a way of unlocking the value in that agricultural waste to use as a potential cattle feed or for use to make bio-based chemicals and fuels.
So if I'm the kind of guy that enjoys putting gas in my car and eating an occasional hamburger, and I'll check yes for both of those boxes, this is something that is going to eventually, once this is commercialized, truly benefit my quality of life.
It will allow you to both fill your tank with gas and eat your steak, absolutely. We can either replace corn, grain in cattle feed, or make biofuels and biochemicals without needing to grow any more crops at all.
And as you said, Jim, because MBI is a scale-up operation, meaning you take small quantities of a substance and you demonstrate that a certain material can be used in larger quantities for commercial use. The point I'm getting at here is we're reaching a point where the public really should be excited about this technology, really.
Absolutely. We have taken the technology from lab scale, which is a 10-liter reactor scale, up to a pilot plant, which is a 1,000-liter reactor scale. So we've scaled up 100 times. The first demo scale, which will be a commercially viable scale, will be only about 20 to 40 times bigger than our current pilot scale. So we are now on the verge of being able to take this transformative technology into the real world.
Let's go upstairs and look at the big reactor.
Okay, let's go. We're walking into a room that has a lot of this corn stover here, and I see many signs on the door that say danger ammonia. What's so dangerous about ammonia, Jim?
Well, ammonia is, it's a gas which is used very commonly on farms all over the US currently as a fertilizer. We use it as a nitrogen source on many farms. However, it's a gas which can be poisonous at certain concentrations. And so because we are practicing this technology inside a building, we are very careful about the way we treat it. We have very, very high safety standards here. And of course, in a lab setting, we are always extremely careful about how we handle any chemical which can be considered dangerous. And ammonia is a gas which, because of its toxicity to humans and other animals, we have to treat with respect. So this is our pilot scale, and you can see it's actually a very simple reactor. The reactors are these tall steel columns to your left. And they're about 10 feet high and about 18 inches in diameter, and they're essentially just pipes. And we pack these pipes with the corn stover in baskets, and then we steam them, we pre-steam them, to add a bit of moisture, add a bit of water, and to just warm them up. And then we introduce gaseous ammonia. And then the ammonia actually dissolves in the water, in the biomass, generating more heat. It's an exothermic reaction, means it gives off heat. And the combination of the ammonia and the heat treats the biomass, and it causes changes in the biomass which makes the cellulose portion, which is the part of the biomass containing all the sugar, becomes more available and more easily broken down. And it can be broken down even by enzymes, which we can add to make sugar solutions for fermentation. Or it can be broken down by the bacteria in the guts of cattle to allow cattle to release the sugar energy available in the corn stover.
You told me earlier that this is a dry-in, dry-out process, and that you can make the end product more dense and it's easier to ship.
When we get the biomass out of the reactor, we can put it into a pelletizer, and the pelletizer makes nice dense pellets around 10 times as dense as the original corn stover, and with a density that's very similar to that of corn grain. And that allows us then to take those pellets and convey them and ship them and store them in much the same way as we traditionally handle corn grain today.
Now, I really hate to say this, what this looks like to me, this looks like a cross between a high fiber cereal you find at the grocery store and kitty litter.
Absolutely. It does look a lot like the kind of organic breakfast cereal that my wife likes to buy for us at home. It probably tastes about as good as well, to be truthful.
And hopefully better than kitty litter?
Hopefully better than kitty litter.
Why don't you shake it for me a little bit? As opposed to the non-audio rustling of corn stover.
Yes. If we shake corn stover, there's not an awful lot there.
It's like shaking oregano at home over your spaghetti pot.
Very similar, indeed, yes.
At this point, there is now a national competition in which MBI is competing for an award, and this is an area where the public can help out. How does this work?
Yes, MBI and the AFEX 3 technology have been nominated for an award as one of the most transformative technologies of 2014 in a trade journal. It's the Biofuel Digest.
No pun intended.
Absolutely. And the general public can actually vote for this technology by going online and searching for the Biofuels Digest. And there is a nomination page for the AFEX 3 technology. And if you share or you like that page, then that's a vote for our technology.
Jim Nguyen is Director of Bio-Based Technologies De-Risking at MBI on the campus of Michigan State University. Jim, this is a fascinating process. Thank you for explaining it to me, and good luck with this competition.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.
So, Kevin, how can people vote for AFEX?
Well, they can go online to biofuelsdigest.com, then just type nominees in the search box. Scroll down to the link that says Transformative Technologies 2014. Click on that and then scroll down to MBI's submission. The deadline is April 18th, and the winner will be announced on the 21st in Washington, D.C.
Okay, Current State's Kevin Lavery. Thanks, Kevin.
My pleasure, Mark.